Yeah, John McNulty's reign as Donegal boss has got off to a winning start here in Port Leash. And just as the game has ended, I'm sure you probably can hear the wind has actually died down. And yeah, the wind ending just at the right time, well, the wrong time even. It would have been nice to be a bit calmer of a game weather-wise, as it was very, very tough for both teams at the wind and rain. Just howled down the field for the full remainder of the game. Donegal finishing 7-3 victors on the day, and corner forward Suzanne White is top scorer, 5 points, 3 of those coming from frees, 2 from play, and Eva Gallagher got the other score from play in the first half, and Katie Hearn kicked the free over the bar in the second from the other side of the post. The Leash of course scored us at half time. They did get into it just, and the wind is starting to pick up again. Then second half, Leash certainly used the wind a bit more to their advantage and got 3 scores up on the board, 2 frees from Mo and Ernie, their star corner forward, and a point from play by centre forward Emily Lacey. So of course Leash, if I must change Leash side from what you've seen the last couple of years, they're after losing over a dozen players to travelling and retirement. But yeah, Donegal obviously down from Division 1 last year, looking to go straight back up, and they've made a decent start of it, as any win in these conditions is certainly a bonus, because it was almost a lottery, this one. It was who could use the win to their advantage the best, and Donegal started out the first half and got the 4 points on the board while keeping each scoreless, which proved to be vital in the end, as the second half it was actually a draw, 3 points apiece, when Leash had that bit of wind advantage behind him. Now Abigail Temple Asoku was arguably Donegal's best player on the day. The fullbacks cleared the world of ball, especially in that second half when Leash were starting to get a few balls deep in and dropping in some on top of the goalie, and the fullback there, Abigail Temple, was fantastic, and she cleared quite a few balls right down to the very end when it was kind of just her and drawing you more in one on one back there, and Leash were pushing for a goal towards the end. She came out on top there and the ball very coolly back to Claire Freeland, goals who was able to clear the lines from there. Yeah, winning start for John McDonaghy, and it's upwards from here for the Donegal man and the Donegal team. Hopefully this will be the worst conditions to have to play in first of the year, and the wind and rain can only get better from here on out. The storm Isha is going to leave her mark on the centre of excellence on this Sunday afternoon.